The political crisis in Ukraine still isn't over. Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych is refusing to concede last weekend's repeat election to the winner, opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko. Yanukovych has appealed to the Supreme Court, complaining of voting irregularities. And as NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports, he appears to be positioning himself to take over the role of opposition leader when his rival Yushchenko is sworn in.
Prime Minister Yanukovych, fresh from a solid 8-point defeat at the hands of Yushchenko, defiantly called the meeting of his lame duck cabinet today. The move infuriated Yushchenko, whose supporters banged on metal barrels and again blockaded Ukraine's main government building, forcing Yanukovych to call off the cabinet meeting. But Yanukovych emerged later and blamed his defeat on Western powers. He accused them of toppling other governments in Eastern Europe, like that of former Yugoslav president Slobodan Milosevic.
This was a plot to seize power, which was planned overseas. It was tested in Yugoslavia, Georgia, and Romania, and now it's worked its way into Ukraine.
Yanukovych appealed today to Ukraine's Supreme Court, claiming irregularities. Some formerly neutral Ukrainian politicians give Yanukovych little chance of success, since he lost to Yushchenko by a wide margin, and because international monitors said the vote was fair. They call it a big improvement over other Ukrainian elections, including last month's apparent victory by Yanukovych, which was later thrown out due to massive government fraud. Yuri Lutsenko, an opposition member of parliament, accused Yanukovych of playing for time.
This leadership is trying to drag out the process in order to loot, pack up and leave the country. We cannot allow the process, so we will continue to picket, and we will not allow Yanukovych into the government building.
Lutsenko and other opposition leaders allege $100 million were illegally transferred out of Ukraine from state coffers last week. They say Yanukovych's former transport minister, Georgi Kirpa, approved the transfers for a fictitious bridge-building project. A spokesman for Yanukovych denied the charges. Today, a state funeral was held for Kirpa. He was found dead the day after Yanukovych lost the election. A bullet was lodged in his temple and a pistol was found next to his body. Investigators suspect suicide. Political observers here say Prime Minister Yanukovych's Supreme Court appeal may be less an attempt to win than to cast himself as a fighter for Ukraine's Russian-speaking eastern regions. Though there have been no street rallies in support of Yanukovych in recent days, not even in his home region in eastern Ukraine. Opposition supporters, however, continue to block Kiev's main avenue. A street musician with an opposition orange ribbon tied to his guitar strummed out tunes to bystanders wandering around in the frosty air. Among them were dozens of members of a Ukrainian nationalist organization dressed in camouflage outfits. Nikolai Matsyuk identified himself as a commander of the group, the Ukrainian National Self-Defense Force. In our unit, there are guys with battle experience, and they're ready to put their heads on the line, Matsyuk said, adding they were in the capital to prevent Prime Minister Yanukovych from trying to cling to power. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Kiev.